The Power of Media, a radio play.
When Ellen celebrated her big birthday party, her friends Emily, Roserine, Marie and Charka had a lot of fun while eating, playing party games and drinking lots of alcohol.
Wow, that's such an awesome party. Let's take a picture together. The world needs to see this.
That is a great idea, sweetie.
Yeah. Guys, you're totally drunk.
Who cares? Come on, Emily.
It was a special picture. Four or five girls had wet faces, strange grimaces and very few clothes on.
That's a good picture of you.
Nice underwear, Mary. I shall post it on Twitter, right?
Oh yeah! We are so beautiful!
Okay, wait a minute.
She opened the social media platform and posted the picture.
There are so big crowd. Some think like, you're never too young to live life to the fullest.
No!
What about the best party ever? They even have unicorns here.
No unicorns. We're not in one of your stupid fantasy worlds. I've got an idea.
What is it?
Yeah, show it to us!
No, you will see it tomorrow.
The five girls went dancing again until the party slowed down and many guests decided to go. At least to try so. Emily and Roserine met at the front door.
Can I sleep at yours, Emily? My way is so far.
Of course. But you will have to drive. I guess I'm too drunk.
Yeah, I see. Come on, let's go. They are all sleeping already.
The girls drove home and almost instantly fell asleep. A terrible surprise awaited them when they got up the next morning.
Hey, good morning, Emily. It's almost 12 o'clock.
Oh, my head.
I can imagine it. I've got something for you. Maybe your headache will be gone if you saw it.
Aspirin?
No, unfortunately. Get up and you'll see it yourself.
When Emily pulled herself up, Roserine opened her own Twitter account and showed it to her best friend.
Is this the picture we took yesterday?
Yes.
We look terrible. I mean, we look terrible except you.
I drank no alcohol, but what I...
Emily's phone interrupted her. Marie was calling.
Hey, is that you, Emily?
Yeah, unfortunately. What's up? Why are you so angry?
Have you seen your picture on Twitter?
Roserine showed it to me just now.
That's the biggest mistake you have ever made.
Why me? That's not my fault. It was the
alcohol, I know. Why are you drinking so much so you can't control yourself?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Christina joined us.
Hi, guys. Had a nice party yesterday. It's the picture, isn't it? The picture where all of you are terribly drunk.
Oh, shut up.
Do you know, the people are making the strangest collages. I found one. Wait.
Christina sent a picture in the group chat, where the girls could see the disastrous picture with the fitting title, When You're the Most Drunken Pirate at the Party.
Ha ha ha. Funny.
It's all your fault. This picture's everywhere. On every stupid social media platform. We are ruined. I'm ruined. I hate you.
Marie left the phone call angrily. Silence followed.
You know what, Roserine? I feel terrible sober now. Maybe even too sober.
Here's a message from Ellen. Oh, no.
What is it?
She has house arrest now. Her parents saw the picture and told we're a bad company.
I don't blame them. Probably I'm the worst company anyone could ever have.
Hey, don't say that. You are great. But maybe you shouldn't post anything when you're drunk.
Thanks for this helpful advice, Christina. I wouldn't have thought of this on my own.
I'm sorry. I have to go offline now. My brother is waiting. He wants to play football. Have a nice day, the two of you.
She quitted the call and Emily and Roserine were alone again. Emily hid it under her pillows.
Oh, don't cry. It can't be that bad.
No, it's just the whole world seeing this picture of us.
Not that bad.
Roserine opened the picture again and looked at it closely.
Oh, damn.
Please don't say that it got worse. This isn't even possible.
Well,
Do you remember the caption that you wrote?
Just say it.
It says something like, when I'm so happy I could blow everything up.
What is that supposed to mean?
I have no idea. Maybe something about firework? But the people in the comments seem to know.
She scrolled down and read some of the comments.
Hopefully, she doesn't want to blow up the whole world. They seem to have enough alcohol energy to manage this. Apocalypse incoming. Drunken kids are the worst. Look at this evil face and mad eyes. Psycho.
Oh, wow. Hey, I'm Emily, the drunken psychopath.
You should just delete this picture and no one will know about it.
Except thousands of people who have already seen it. This is no video game where you can delete your mistakes. This is the freaking real life. Wake up, Rosarine.
Before Rosarine could answer anything, Emily's phone rang again. She took it up angrily and shouted,
if you want to tell me anything about that stupid photography, you should shut up right away.
Hey, calm down. It's just me, Sharka. Pretty upset, aren't you?
No, everything's fine. Couldn't be better.
I understand. Actually, I was imagining it and wanted to ask. If you want to play soccer in the park to distract yourself and calm down.
But this problem does not disappear if I ignore it.
Yeah, but I guess you haven't got a plan. How to solve it so you can take a break just as well.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
I will join you.
When the girls arrived at the soccer pitch, Emily saw Marius, on whom she had a big crush since years. She tried to hide behind her friends, so he wouldn't remember the photography. But the boys had already discovered her and made rude jokes about the picture. Emily even could hear the word mad again.
Can someone please bury my social life?
Don't be sad. I'll find a way to make everything okay again. They will forget about it soon enough, I will promise.
And while Emily started crying in her friend's arms, the disastrous picture made its way around the world of social media and even appeared in a TV show.
And here's the last topic for today, kids and alcohol. Recently, this picture was shot on birthday party. As you can see, five drunken girls, which completely lost their mind. In the comments, social media users even spoke about attacks and named them psychopath. Please, dear parents watching, prevent your kids from alcohol. It totally destroys their lives.
And this is why you should take care of your social media accounts and what you post on the internet. If a picture has once been there, the internet will never forget it. Sometimes it can be a hell of information and fake news, so you have to choose which devils can see your personal life. Anyone can see it, anyone can share it, and anyone can ruin your life with jokes and theories like in the case of Emily. This was The Power of Media, a radio play produced by
Sophie Wagner,
Emily Hensche,
Ellen Hendrichova,
Caro Röhricht,
Kristina Volkova,
Marie Kaiser,
Rosarine Kuhl,
Ružena Štětinová,
Šárka Vaničková.
With the wonderful help of Mr. Schneider and Mr. Golinski.